You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
No one got arrested today. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. We are so excited to be here.
What? No one got arrested.
These are the real Hanukkah coins. They come from Israel.
They're from Israel.
Real blessed Hanukkah coins.
Anyway, welcome to our wonderful show. We got UFO info.
Yes, we do.
We got info about the US of A. I got a weird case about a ghost.
Oh,
that's on live.
Oh, fabulous.
You know, a ghost that you can see live.
Where?
I'm from the
like
London
Casper?
Times.
London. Like Casper. He came out to sing.
You gotta look it up.
London Times.
London Times. Anyway, we're gonna have a fun show. Hanukkah is only once a year, and today, how many candles do we light?
One per night.
We lit five today.
Five.
Are you sure?
12. What's it? The 15th? Today's the 15th?
Yeah. So
okay, what we're going to do.
12th, 13th, 14th, 15th.
So we got four.
She put five in the menorah
the center one.
So we only have four days.
I got some dreidels.
I want to play dreidels.
Anyway, we're going to sing a song.
Yes.
We always got to show our my talents. No limited talent.
I got Shin.
The Shin Girl.
Nah.
All right. So let me explain what Hanukkah is, people.
What's Hanukkah?
Alaska is saying, what the hell is Hanukkah? Hanukkah is a celebration, a Jewish holiday, that lasts for 8 days and nights. Crazy nights, as Adam Sandler would say. This holiday commemorates the rededication of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem following the victory of Jews over the Syrian Greeks. In 1650 BCE. Sounds like a product that the Japanese came out with. BCE. BCE.
So for all those Jewish Greeks out there, this one's for you.
In addition, eating Hanukkah food.
Well, it's the miracle of the oil. The oil lasted.
The oil lasted 8 days. And we're going to talk about.
Okay.
We're going to do a song together.
What does it mean if I get a shin and two gimels?
You go shopping, what? Baby. Go shopping.
I didn't get a differentiation on the third one.
I don't know.
We're going to give you one. You're going to get a pack. You're going to get what we call a dreidel pack. Anyway, we're going to do a song. You ready to sing it together?
Yes.
Do we have the background music?
No.
Nah, we'll do it on
Hanukkah. Do we need to do the ch too, or just regular? Hanukkah.
Oh, Hanukkah, we light the menorah.
Oh, this is going great already.
Let's have a party. We'll all dance the horror.
Gather round the table. We'll give you a treat. Dreidels to play with and latkes to eat. And while we are playing, the candles are burning low. One for each night, they shed a sweet light to remind us of days long ago.
That's it! Yay!
Hanukkah!
We could be rented out to private occasions.
No. Yeah. We're available for bookings.
For
the next couple days.
By the way,
it doesn't sound like it now, though, because that was definitely not the prime example of my singing skills.
Anyway, we're gonna talk about today's show is dedicated to Hanukkah. Next week, Christmas.
Yay!
Next week, and I'm talking to a Santa Claus to come in.
Santa Claus,
you think he'll come?
Yes, I hope so. Yeah,
because I hope so.
We can give each other weird elephant presents.
What?
We're white elephant presents. You don't know what that is?
Oh, yeah.
White elephant. It's like when you're like, you have $10, and then they have to find something really expensive looking for $10.
Hopefully,
and that's what you get.
But you draw names, and you don't know who you're buying for.
And you get weird things.
That's Secret Santa.
Yeah, one time my girlfriend got a pair of like sex handcuffs as her secret, as her white elephant gift.
Wait a minute. Should they be like white reindeer?
White reindeer scented sex handcuffs.
Xavier Cougar. Anyway, let's get into our show.
That could be the new freaky thing.
That's after the hour.
That's the end of Hanukkah gifts.
I was going to tell everyone, U.S. Republicans agree landmark tax bill. The Senate and House lawmakers reveal final details of the biggest change to the U.S. tax code in 30 years. Trump, the president, Trump, said he now loves the FBI. He says, I have your back.
Good. The FBI Ooh. Says that they have his back,
back,
or he says that
he
they
said have... he has their back. Well, earlier
because I would
week,
say the FBI doesn't have his back.
Yeah, but you could, but you could get a Trumpy bear for Christmas.
Yeah, they have a legal obligation to protect him, but I don't really think that they have faith in him. Especially, even
as long as he treats them nicely, better than the last president.
That's right. So.
Anyway,
that's true.
President Trump.
As long as there's no random people dying.
All right, let's get it.
Okay.
President Trump praises the FBI after previously calling the agency disgraceful and in tatters.
Yeah.
See, I don't know. I don't believe in sincerity because he's called them bad names and made fun of them for
change.
So long.
People change.
Maybe
they've
improved.
Changed.
They have a better relationship.
He wants his ratings to change.
Let's talk about Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan.
The one song about time changes. I was ready.
Oh, change. Yeah.
Anyway,
they are changing.
That's right.
Big time. They are changing.
Charlottesville murder suspect. Face his life. You know that gentleman, that whatever he is?
There's
James Alex Fields Jr. is accused of killing a woman near a white supremacist rally in Virginia.
Ooh. What?
So that happened today.
That's nasty.
That happened today? What the heck was he doing?
He was what's called racial profiling.
Why would he do that?
Bigger level.
The black girl he killed?
No, he killed a lady at a rally.
She was at the rally.
Was she
was the one that
for?
The young girl that got hit with a car. You remember that? The mother came on. It was her only daughter.
Oh, he ran her over on purpose.
Ran her over on the bike on the
on
car.
On purpose or was that a mistake?
On purpose.
Oh my lord,
that's bad.
That's what they
that's
said. Allegedly.
Well,
allegedly.
Allegedly.
Okay, one more thing.
Yes.
U.S. weekends. Net neutrality, you hear what they want to do?
Yeah.
They want to charge you for going on the internet.
This is what they've been wanting
to
do for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
Since the internet came out, they've been wanting to do, and they've been holding off on this for so long. But this is what they've been wanting to do.
Don't we say to the government?
You think the government, the Congress, and the Senate don't want to get their hands on any money they can possibly get their hands
like
on.
Yeah, like a gas tax?
Did you see?
I 15 cents
double
a gallon.
Oh, it's higher in California, like 50 cents plus.
Well, you got to Nevada. Yeah. It's like, he's like 40 cents cheaper.
Of course.
Yeah, you go to Nevada, it's cheaper. Anyway, one other thing. Maybe you want to go with us. We're going to go to Sedona.
When?
We're
going
to go in spring.
In the spring.
We're
yeah.
a trip.
Oh, yeah, let's
we got a nice hotel, by the way. We got the Hilton in Sedona.
Oh,
nice.
That's
and then we're going to go to Roswell.
There's all these. Well, no, I thought we were going to Roswell already. I want to go to Roswell.
We're going to go to Roswell. That's all
yeah,
kind
we
of
have
Jose
to go to the crazy town together. It won't be fun if we don't all go together to the
I'm
crazy
town. I'm telling you, we got
to
go. We got to go.
What's happening with Jose?
Oh, Jose was born in Roswell.
Oh, that's
New
right.
Mexico.
What?
Right.
Oh,
now,
that
other things I'm going to mention is, you know, the SpaceX?
Yeah.
How much do you think a ride on SpaceX is?
I don't know.
Oh,
was it
God.
A million and a half?
350,000.
Oh, that's not
it?
Bad.
So we'll get a couple of seats.
Let's go.
Let's take a couple of seats. Anyway, the launch
I'm
went off.
SpaceX.
And it went safe. Mazel tov. It went off. And then
as
another
opposed
thing,
to the last, thousand fails.
And then people saw, I was going to mention a story in the London Times, because we're getting a lot of London Times, where they saw initial of a UFO.
Oh, good.
A cigar-shaped interstellar comet. Kimura shows no sign of online technology. Dozens of declassified U.S. nuclear test clips from the 50s are released to the public for the first time.
Oh, okay.
That's in America.
That's here, yeah.
America!
Wow.
America, by the way, I missed you at the OPARS.
Oh, yeah. Did he
say
anything?
Yeah, nothing really exciting. I left. I got sick. I left about 9 o'clock. I got to go to work.
Yeah, I didn't feel well. I wasn't feeling well.
That's the,
and then I taught two classes this week at an
UFO
elementary school.
People hang out.
Really?
Yeah, we all hang out.
Yeah,
but do you see things?
Interesting people
we all hang out.
Yeah. Sometimes there's interesting people talking. He didn't say anything about any of his abductees since July.
No, that's this guy talking,
yeah,
and the guy says, you know, we were tracking UFOs. I go, I've heard that for many years. Where are you tracking?
Tracking, whatever.
By the way, as my money was wasting at $10, I go, you know what? I think I want to go. So get better speakers at the OOPARS thing.
Well, look, I want to say something. Anybody out there listening, if you are being abducted and somebody has now who has abducted you has said things like, thank you so much. We knew you didn't agree to this, but we're happy that you're participating.
Right.
Give a call in because I want to make sure they're changing their behavior. I put in some things to get it changed, so let's find out if it's actually happening.
Tell people who you are.
Oh, I'm
Cassandra Elliott.
I'm Cassandra Elliott.
Yay! UFO follower.
And I'm an affiliate of the Coalition, which is a multinational covert umbrella organization for extraterrestrials, contemporary humans, and future humans. Mm. And they sent me out here because none of them were coming out. But we had good news. I went to the meeting. I texted you.
Oh, you went to the meeting?
Yes, because, you know, the Coalition listens to the show, and they heard what Ken said last week, and they heard what you said, and they said, it's okay for me to let you know that President Trump will be present at the Make-Believe First Contact in 2 years.
Wow.
If he's still the president.
I have. You know,
they threw that whole impeachment thing. They're hiding it out.
Do you know about the brain chips? Have you heard about brain chips?
Brain chips?
Brain chips.
Is that like
that's a new thing
is
now.
That like where they control your brain?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they do downloads, but I have that little thing up in here, up on the top of the nose.
Don't they do that with super spies?
Well, they said that there could be more brain chips, surgeries coming up.
What?
Who's doing that?
London. This is out of London.
Oh, London. Well, yeah, they're the biggest neurologists on the planet. They're the best
English
ones.
People.
So the what British are these brain chips?
Yeah, how do they talk about all this stuff?
Brain chips, to help regulate for epilepsy and stuff like that.
Oh, I got another thing. Do you know there's another solar system?
They found? Where?
NASA finds.
Well, they said 8 exoplanets.
Solar system as big as ours. Cool. Google AI finds an 8th planet orbiting a distant system called Kepler.
Kepler, yeah.
90 star system in breakthrough and hunt for aliens.
Do you want to hear something else? I know that you have on the updated news sheet today.
Okay.
A couple days ago in London, they came out with the first artificial intelligence with a full human lookalike, full human figure, everything. Uh-huh. And its brain was able to download, process, and out-strategize another, 10 humans in chess. So it completely learned every single chess movement and beat some of the world's top chess players within an hour.
Wow.
So they managed to get that Watson, because there's that Watson computer that can do that. So now they've shrunk it down and they put it in an...
Now they put it in a fully functioning, kind of 100% AI intelligent body that looks exactly like a human. You can't tell
it's
not a human either.
You're doing this with the Japanese? Robot.
Yeah, it's creepy.
But anyway, about the solar system, what do you think?
Well, I think it's about time we started seeing these things. Yeah.
Well, I think it's cool.
And by the way, the information is going to be coming out.
Go to the new solar system.
You know, I need to tell you.
What is that?
Yeah. Next week about all these things, about the nuclear weapon, nuclear test.
Yeah.
All coming out within a week or so.
Good.
Very interesting what's going on in the world. By the way, I'm going to mention UFOs.
It's time to reveal everything.
Well, I'm going to mention about UFOs they found in Mexico in Rosarita Beach.
What they found down there?
UFOs. Coming aboard, baby. Coming aboard.
They're going down there, to go to Husong's Cantina?
No, to be seen.
Just to
they
be
have
seen.
Been seen. And also, the London Daily Mail showed where it was a ancient Egyptian pharaoh. Well, they found that the pharaoh had a twin, and this pharaoh was allegedly, they didn't know had a twin.
Really?
Yeah, it was very interesting. You find it from the London Times. I'm telling you.
Wow, we don't see that in our newspaper.
No, they have
these British publications. These newfangled stories.
We still have the LA Times covered.
The United States, nobody's reading.
Who reads in America? Who reads in America? Another thing I was going to mention is next week's show, we're going to have some people sing it.
Ooh. Oh, hello. Oh.
Christmas carols?
Yeah. In fact,
I thought it was Joyce and I.
You can sing.
You can sing who's coming. Your friend.
Who's
he always
my
has
friend?
These models. You know,
who's my friend?
Which one?
No, the guy comes on.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
He wrote, I can't think of his name, but he'll be here today, and his girlfriend, or this gal, sings Christmas carols.
What are you talking about?
Who's like
this
Christmas
person?
Carols.
That's my friend.
Not Christmas. No, no, no.
I have a few friends, and then I have a lot of acquaintances.
Oh.
Do you know?
Well,
so,
yes. Well, this one you know because he comes here.
He comes here?
He comes, he's from Congo.
He's from the Congo?
He's from the Congo.
Oh.
He's from the Congo.
He'll be coming. There's no Congo bells ringing.
Then,
by the way,
we'll talk about Kwanzaa.
Let's make this show real racist.
From Congo to Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa.
Yes. Kwanzaa. Christmas. Happy Christmas Kwanzaa.
Well, you're dressed up for Hanukkah anyway.
I am wearing blue and white, the traditional colors of Hanukkah.
Wait, do you have silver too?
By the way, beautiful pictures.
I am wearing white
by
gold.
Amber.
That counts
by
as silver.
By the way, Amber has brand new pictures.
You know
Yay.
What? This ring is silver, so yes.
The prosperity
but this
ring.
Is white gold. But it's still technically silver.
Silver color.
It looks silver.
Yeah,
color.
And
yes.
I'm wearing. This is gold with pearls. I thought it was silver. But no, my prosperity ring is silver. So technically, yes, I'm wearing all the colors
of Hanukkah.
Of Hanukkah.
Yeah. I love the blue and white lights when they would put them up on the house
beautiful.
In my neighborhood.
And the lights yeah. are going off. I see the blue.
No, it's like, and then, but did you ever have one of those neighbors that has the one blinking light substitute? So
yeah.
they're all just going like psycho crazy.
Oh, yeah,
and
weird.
It looks like you're going to have like a seizure and you're like, what's going on with that house?
Well,
yeah, it's like an eyesore.
Why would someone have a neighbor?
But then
like
they're
that
really excited
golf.
And proud of their own house. And you're really like, take it down.
Well, it's the season. We need light, so it's the dark time.
Well, you know what happened? You know, in my neighborhood, what was really funny? They had a
we should
flyover.
Have lights on this bamboo
flyover,
tree.
And what happened
yeah,
was,
no,
all
for
the
Hanukkah
lights went
and Christmas,
off for about
half
30
blue,
minutes.
Half white.
Oh, yeah,
fluctuating.
A UFO flew
yeah.
over? Or,
it was a flyover.
Something flew over?
Flew over it. No power for 30 minutes.
Oh.
Really?
No power.
Oh,
was good. We
something
said,
needed to
I'm
some
on the
some
internet.
Into
who's there? And I couldn't get work done. And I said, what the hell?
You sure there wasn't an eclipse?
Was,
no.
Someone,
no.
It's
probably a government
something.
Plane to shut off the communications.
What haven't you ever driven down the street and turned off the lights on the street as you're driving under them? They
no.
snap off. Oh, yeah. I've had that. I've done that for years.
You know what my neighbor says? Maybe I didn't pay my bill.
For 30 seconds?
He didn't pay his bill. He said they took away 30 minutes.
They shaved
anyway,
30 minutes off, Cameron, because you didn't pay for those 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a filmmaker.
Filmmaker.
Yes.
Introduce yourself.
Joyce Chow. The beautiful Joyce Chow.
Yay!
My producer and also my co-producer for two films last year, but my producer for this year, which is exciting.
And we're getting ready for Cannes again.
And we're getting ready for Cannes again. We're going to have
some
more projects.
Even though he's not here. John Michael
Capaldi.
Yeah, yes. Launch him.
But we are getting ready because it's not.
But Joyce and
season.
I are working together on this other thing by ourselves.
You know what?
Oh, good.
We're thinking about doing.
What?
We got to talk.
Ooh, let's talk.
So let's talk about what you're doing right now.
But this is a Hanukkah show.
Yeah, but we're
is it a Christmas show?
But no. But yeah, I know. But we're yeah. talking about our project. It's our project, and then
so
we're going to go back
project?
To Hanukkah. Yeah,
which would be our Hanukkah present for tonight. What
slight
is
diversion.
Project?
Slight diversion from Hanukkah as we talk about our upcoming projects
for Christmas.
For Christmas. Well, because then they can enjoy them next week and the following week when they're actually airing instead of being like, you know. So let's talk about this.
So, Christmas is love.
No, Christmas.
Is hashtag Christmas is love. We did it this year with
yeah.
the Salvation
yeah,
Army. Last year was Christmas is joy. Mm-hmm. It was fabulous. It was
and we changed it.
Market.
We
and
changed it this
and
year.
And a lot of potato pancakes.
Oh. Yeah.
We didn't have any potato
we
pancakes.
We didn't.
Potato pancakes.
We did.
It was wonderful.
So
very Ashkenazi.
For the project, we had lots of singers. We also had some people from American Idol.
Ooh,
yes.
Nice.
The X Factor.
Uh-huh.
We had legendary. We had 47 performers during
really?
The 4 hours.
We also had the LA Rams.
That's amazing.
I should have brought him.
We had the
music.
LA Rams cheerleaders and the LA Rams mascot. And we
they
also had, what other mascot did we have, Joyce?
LA
Kings.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And some of the mascot and the cheerleaders. Yeah.
We could have. And
that would have been written up. He's a sexist. He
oh,
to
my.
So.
And AC Green was being honored.
Yeah. And AC Green was there too. Former LA Lakers history.
Yeah.
Carol
yeah.
Lawrence.
Historical player.
Carol
yes,
Lawrence.
He was.
Yeah. We had Carol Lawrence too. We had the lady from Lamb Chop. And we had Lamb Chop.
Yes.
Yes.
Mallory
That's how Christmas we've got, people. Everyone listening right now. All 16 million viewers, we got lamb chop. That's how Christmassy we got. We got down hardcore Christmas.
Is she still alive?
We also had Shauna. We also had Shauna perform.
I should have brought that for you. Their new CD.
We would love to have
And their song is Ugly Christmas Sweater.
Yeah, we had the we had Shauna perform Ugly Christmas Sweater.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
Let's see. Venezuelan telenovela star. Fernanda Carrillo. Yes.
And then I was supposed to sing to opera, but my voice was like, my throat was half swelled. So I ended up co-hosting, which was cool.
And Kiki.
Yeah. And we also had Emmanuel.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Dylan Campbell.
Yeah, we're shooting off each other. This is how Joyce and I do it. Yeah. We got an idea. We call each other at like random times of the night. And we're like, oh, I have this idea. Yes, no.
BJ Koros was the host from the Hollywood
BJ.
Moment.
Oh yeah,
and shout out for a cause.
BJ was the host for the singers, and I loved working with him. He's super friendly, super nice, really good guy.
Clinton Wallace.
co-producer Clinton Wallace. He was supposed to come tonight, but then like he just didn't.
But he was a great wrangler.
Yeah, but he was a great wrangler. Yeah.
Oh, Enrage Entertainment?
Yeah, and I had to hold down the fort personally at some moments.
I like that name, Enrage Entertainment.
Yeah, there were some people's publicists that were getting a bit out of control. I had hold down the fort for the production.
They were anxious. Girlfriend?
They were just getting really kind of crazy. I literally had to tell one lady, I was like, you need to step to the side or I'm not gonna let your client perform. And then she got really quiet really fast and she's like, thank you. I was like, that's right. Right, lady. Oh, nobody messes with Joyce and I's Christmas program.
It was a lot.
We're paying too much money for this.
Amber.
We were invited.
But we're here to talk about
yes.
the show.
Exactly.
But Amber now, was here.
Now, actually, I did text you, Cameron, and you did not reply to my text. Thank you.
I think I was at.
I asked you if you wanted to come and do some interviews and do them live from the singers. And you didn't come. And then you were like, oh, just come the next week and talk about it. And you're like, oh, but it's the Hanukkah show we're doing. And I was like, all right, okay, that's cool.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know what's even cooler is? They have celebrity kettles because it's just a kickoff Red Kettles.
Oh, yeah, I got to do the celebrity kettles.
Oh, yes.
It was awesome. We got to raise money for charity.
Wasn't this televised?
We tape it and then we're televising it next week, the week of Christmas, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. And we're also going to do Netflix for it too, right?
We're working on a lot.
We're working on Netflix. Last year, our Christmas special was on Netflix, so you can watch it whenever. This year, we're trying to still. I guess we're still brokering the deal with Netflix.
Okay.
But we're airing it live on TV.
Really?
Yes. It's going to be cool.
Because I thought I just saw something on TV that was the red.
That's Christmas. That was a little. We had a. So for NBC and CBS also ran, like that night, ran like little, you know, flyer promos.
KTLA was there and TMZ.
And so was KTLA and TMZ too. Yeah. And celebs.com and Hot Celeb and stuff. And like, I got a lot of pictures, which is fabulous.
Better job researching.
Everywhere.
But,
we got other people waiting. So, what we're going to do, you come in.
Okay.
Like, you guys are great. Let's,
Cameron, I have to talk about my thing that aired today.
Go ahead.
The Hollywood Christmas Parade.
We got people waiting.
So the Hollywood Christmas Parade live aired live on the CW. It was at 5 o'clock PST time and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I was in the Christmas parade. I was walking in the Christmas parade this year.
I was covering it with you. A couple years
ago, we covered it together. Yeah.
Yeah,
so
we worked together on it.
You guys can see that replay later tonight, and then they're also going to replay it the week of Christmas as well. So
okay, good.
Stay tuned for our updates.
Is Erica Estrada the host?
Yeah, Erica Estrada is the host. Yeah. And then CeeLo Green performed and the Village People performed and a couple other people performed too, which is great. So Joyce, let's give everybody your IMDb right now so people can look up our
Look me up, Joyce L. Chow.
Look her up.
Look me up.
Yep, and everybody.
And my star meter.
Everyone check out my IMDb, imdb.me/Aubrey Martinez.
And all over the internet at Monty Bubbles.
That's true. We're all Monty Bubbles Entertainment.
Yes. Folks, excellent. We got more.
And come and see us at Cannes this year, guys. Anybody who can come out to France.
Over there.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. That would be lovely. Hey,
we'll raise money to go to Cannes. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, we can.
We can raise money to go to Cannes. We can.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
We can do
it. Like Obama said. Yes,
I know some yachts we can charter for free.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, one other thing I was going to mention.
What? Yeah.
Talking about Cassandra.
Yes.
What's going on with the world? You were right, by the way, on certain things.
Yeah.
With Trump.
Yeah.
And now what I notice is last week was a crazy week for him. Mm-hmm. Crazy week. What do you think of that election in Alabama? God.
Thank God for that. I mean, that person, the good person won.
Well, are you sure?
All I know is
well, I mean, he was the lesser of two evils.
Well, that's all we have nowadays, isn't it? The lesser of two evils. At least it was a statement. And a statement needs to be made, and we need to keep going on this
whole thing.
But the other thing that is kind of bothering me about Trump is I think he's doing too much with the evangelicals. And you have to remember, the evangelicals got us in a lot of trouble. They were the ones who started Prohibition. And once Prohibition went, that's when we got organized crime. So the evangelicals, these are people that like to think they know what God wants done.
They know it all.
But
yeah, you know what's kind of crazy about that?
I wonder if it,
you know what I noticed is President Trump didn't give any, speech about Hanukkah. He didn't say, blessings to the people celebrating Hanukkah
He's
this
week. He's moving the embassy to Jerusalem because he thinks that's what God wants for Israel. That's the righteous home, a capital for Israel.
Was that on Hanukkah?
No, it wasn't. But it wasn't done on Hanukkah. It was not done on Hanukkah.
Well, you don't want to do it on Hanukkah. You just want to have the
I know, but there was an announcement made on Hanukkah, and he didn't say he didn't. And he didn't wish everyone. He didn't wish everyone a happy Hanukkah.
Oh, we want to wish.
Well, then let's send him a note.
He should be wishing everybody a happy whatever they celebrate, whatever they believe in. He should be a diversified, non-objectified president.
Well, sweetheart, he hasn't brought me into work.
Just say happy holidays.
Happy holidays. We got it.
Happy holidays.
For Bernadette. Okay. And then we're going to switch gear, and then you'll come back. Bernadette, live from Austin, Texas.
Hello. Woo! Bernadette. We love you.
Live and well, guys. How are you?
Good.
We're rocking.
Good. How are
we're rocking, darling. We're rocking here.
We are so excited to hear from you, darling. I'm so excited.
We've got to get her on a film.
I know. I've been listening. It sounds like a whole lot of fun going on over there.
I wish you were here. You're so far away. Yeah. Why don't you come down?
You know, sweetie, if I only had my bewitched pixie dust.
Right.
Yeah. Don't you love
that? I'm working on it. Next year.
Next year. Okay, good. Until we get portal technology, we just have to postpone.
By the way, I wanted you tell everyone.
I just don't know the right people. Life, I guess I need to rub elbows with someone as sophisticated as, I don't know, Trump.
Yeah. as intellectually sophisticated as Mr. Trump, huh?
Yeah. We all have our own dictionaries, don't we?
Yeah, we all have our own dharma.
What we'll do is we'll switch. Now, anyway, you run. You're a life coach in Austin, Texas, and people can. How can people reach you, real quick? How can they reach you?
Bernadette D. Gabrielle at Gmail. Or BernadetteGabrielle.com.
Okay.
512-902-5377. Okay. Those are the best ways to reach me.
All right.
And,
you're
leave
a life
me a message,
coach?
Type me a message, send me a note. I'll get back with you. It's exciting.
Now,
exciting,
what do you think of my
year.
Issue? My issue of about Hanukkah, about people, give gifts for Hanukkah. But people get depressed. On Hanukkah was a...
Because it's the lack of sunlight. That's the whole thing.
People get...
That's why we're supposed to put lights. That's
like
why people
one
show
of
the
most depressing times of the year.
Say that again, Bernadette,
right,
please.
For a lot of people. A lot of people are just so excited for the holidays, and then you have the other spectrum that are miserable.
Right.
So... Yeah.
Well, my question today was, people, do you enjoy receiving gifts, or when you get too much gifts... Do you get depression? That's a new thing now.
You don't get enough gifts?
No, people
you know
get
what?
Gifts.
Okay.
They get bored
so
of gifts.
I love my family a lot, and my mom was like, "Oh, I'm just going to send you a few things for the holidays this year." And my aunt was like, "Yes, dear, I'm going to send you the same, just a few things." I've had 50 boxes show up at my doorstep. Okay, so there is
I like that definition
I love my mother, but like when I get 50 boxes, I kind of feel like I'm going mad because I have to keep unpacking, well, and throwing them away and recycling. And then I feel guilty if I don't throw,
just
recycle.
But this is no good. Lots of kids
send me a Walmart
good,
gift right? card, too. On top of that. Yeah.
No, it's not good with children. Bernadette, don't you agree with me? Because when I taught elementary school, I could always tell who got more than three gifts. Their eyeballs would be spinning in their head when they came back to school. It's too much for children.
You have
three
to give
gifts
them eight
are the
gifts.
Best.
No, well, eight gifts.
And you know why you get eight gifts? Because the Jewish kids, when I was a kid, wanted to turn Christian because the Christians were getting all the gifts at Christmas. And they all had to their parents. Because I grew up in a Jewish neighborhood. That's why you get eight gifts at Hanukkah. So your parents
wouldn't
want you to
become Christians.
So the
Jewish people in New York made it great for all the rest of the Jewish people in America.
Okay, because Audra will bring it back to...
Let's get back to
Let's bring it back to
Okay.
As you were saying,
we get sidetracked on gifts and Hanukkah and Christmas and candles. And
anyway, go ahead. Say what you want to say.
It goes both ways.
Right.
The kids that they're involved with Hanukkah, I mean, many of them get the eight gifts, right?
Right.
And then you have the kids who celebrate the Christmas,
right?
Who some of them only get one gift, and some of them get 20.
Right.
I mean, so technically, it's just when it comes to, first of all, I'm going to just put it out there. I think the whole entire season is way too materialized and commercialized.
Of course,
I have eight children, and I am entirely guilty of overdoing Christmas. There were Christmases where literally you could almost not see the Christmas tree.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So, yeah. I mean,
feel like if I
there
have
is
kids too,
an
though,
over,
I do that.
Over the top. For depression, I mean, because it is one of those seasons where it can be either way jubilant or extremely depressing. And when you don't necessarily have the social interaction during this time of year, it can be quite grueling.
Right.
And so I think that is primarily where a lot of the depression does come from. However, there are ways to overcome it. And not to allow yourself to fall into that depressive hole.
Yeah, like for adults, they can go to the singles mixers on holiday seasons.
Singles mixers, soup kitchens. There's way, how many charities are out there that can use help? I mean, not just that, but I mean, even putting together little food baskets for, you know, I mean, there's a quadrillion places you can call and say, hey, do you have a list of families who need help?
Right.
And just to get involved, because a lot of times during the season, especially when you don't socially interact much, you become much more introverted. And if you allow yourself to do that, then it becomes depressing as you're looking at and seeing everybody else, you know, rubbing shoulders with other people and having a great time. So if you seclude yourself, then you're only going to enhance that feeling of depression as opposed to getting out there and making yourself active.
Exactly.
That's totally
very
true.
Right on. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we've got a special, as you're on the air with us, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Regal.
Okay.
I'm a working actress, thankfully.
Yay!
Working full-time after 16 years in L.A., and I'm also a filmmaker. I produce, write, and direct my own films, and I'm also an aerialist, so I hang from silk wraps and hoops and 20 feet in the air.
Nice.
That is so cool.
Yeah, how come you're not demonstrating right now in this building? Where is it?
The ceilings are high enough. Oh, my goodness.
So tell us, so you're from L.A.?
Originally, I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Tennessee.
A small country town. I grew up in a trailer park, and I came here with a dream with $500 in my pocket, and I stayed in the El Nido Hotel in a very interesting, colorful neighborhood of East Hollywood with no car, and here I am 16 years later, and everybody said, no, you'll be back to East Tennessee, and I never turned back.
Wow.
Well,
she made it. She
the
made
Smoky
it.
Mountains to Hollywood land.
You ever go back?
There
you know
you
what?
Go.
I haven't been back in a long time, but I'm hoping to land a film about the Appalachian Mountains, so maybe I'll go back then. So
the Appalachians are important, and the people that are in there you need to be served by our country.
Yeah.
They're very underserved.
I have a lot of heart that goes back to Knoxville, Tennessee, and the humility and humbleness.
So you stayed here. Yep. Has your career got better?
It's tremendously better, but I can honestly say it takes years to build this network marketing, getting out there, building relationships, promoting yourself. They say it takes 15 years to become an overnight success. That's basically what's happened. It's year 16, and now things are all of a sudden popping. I've got a lot of projects in the hopper, big stuff.
Oh, good.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So
anyway, so tell us, you went through Phil Sokoloff. Did he bring you here, Phil? Probably.
You did. I know. We talked about
that. Oh, yeah. We talked about the phone. That's right.
That's right. Yeah, you brought me.
I interviewed someone.
I read about you.
Tell us what project you're on right now.
Well, I've got several things going on. Apathy Equals Death is a full-length feature that is an executive producer and story created by Dustin Ardine. And I've got a supporting role in that. I'm playing a mom that's a recovering alcoholic.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then this is a really good breakthrough. I have a supporting role playing Peter's mom in a full-length feature called Inhuman that's going to be by Alpine Sage Studios with C. Uh-huh. Christian Anderson, and the proposed starring cast is Wesley Snipes, Crispin Glover, and Misha Barton. So I just landed that project. That's going to be
good
a breakthrough
good
role.
For you.
Give her a hand.
Congratulations.
Tell your agent. Get you more work. That's it.
Actually, I went on 84 auditions last year, and they were all on my own merit. 90% of Wonderful. What I land is through relationships now. I get my own work, so stuff gets
good.
Pitched to me. So it's just it's
that's,
great.
When they
that's
say
what
that,
it's all
they
about.
Say agent, yeah, they say agents really don't help.
Well, not until you're worth like a lot of money. And even then, you know, it's your image. Like it just you're out there. People want to hire you, so it's just.
Now we have a life coach on the other end of the phone.
Right.
We have a working actress who's done a film.
Wow.
We have Cassandra Elliott, a retired LA Unified School teacher and a UFO follower.
Yes.
And now tell us when you get a role, and then I'm going to talk to talk to all others. Tell us about. You know, getting a role in Hollywood, you know, is it, do they still look at the age, do they look at ethnicity, what do they look at?
You know, I can say one of the biggest things that I know is changing, as before, when they looked at all these other conventional factors like your age, ethnicity, credits, now they're looking at your social media. How many followers do you have? You're seeing so many actors that are getting breakthroughs because they have a big following. You know, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. I have over 100,000 followers on Twitter because the studios can use that social media to promote the film. So that has helped along with
it's the
my
market.
Experience of being a producer.
You're bringing a market with you.
Yeah, bringing the market.
And that makes you valuable when you have a market.
Yeah, because it's all marketing.
Marketing, advertising.
It's an industry. It's about
it
money. It's about making
any
money.
Actors? Any favorite actors you work with?
You know what? I can honestly say, let's see who are some people I like. I like Nicolas Cage. He's a veteran actor. I really, really like him. I really, really like, I'm going to say Sylvester Stallone. He's a brand.
Hey, Rocky.
I love him. He's just so unique. There's Angelina Jolie. I like what she's done with her career and transitioning into directing.
Right.
Catherine Bigelow. I like what she's done. You know, I like some of the ones that work behind the scenes.
Yes.
You know, so I have my share of favorites. There's so many new actors. You know, coming up, Daniel Day-Lewis. I mean, come on, who doesn't love him?
Mm-hmm.
He's coming up. There's just so many of them I can say. Ernest Borgnine, God rest his soul. I loved him.
Oh yeah, he was always
Tony
wonderful.
Curtis. I met.
You're in the other world.
The
other world.
Some of
they moved
wonderful.
His picture. Remember, there was a painting of Tony Curtis on the 101 freeway. They moved it to downtown.
Really?
Which is where I live. Yay!
Where do you live in downtown? Where?
I live close to the Arts District in Little Tokyo, right in that area. It's like the new Manhattan.
Oh, yeah.
I don't miss New York living down there. It's fast-paced. You got so much going on. I mean, movies are filmed on every block. They're jacking up the rent, so you got all these new buildings. I'm paying what I paid in New York when I live there.
I live up on Bunker Hill, so I'm just up the hill from you.
Oh, I love downtown. It's the new L.A.
Yeah, it's fabulous. It's busy. It's sophisticated.
Well, you're right by
Little
Tokyo.
Wonderful people.
Yeah, that's where I live in a new building. I'm not going to say which one because I have everybody showing up.
We will not give that up. Anyway, so now you see she's got nice... career, you see? And
took her a while, but it's about networking.
It's
who you know.
It's a lot
and they
of
feel
things.
Comfortable with you, and then you have the marketing for who your followers are, and that's the formula.
Great.
That's
it's,
the
it's,
formula.
You know, it's been a spiritual journey, too. I went through extreme challenges. I was homeless once in L.A., you know, more than once in L.A., living in residence hotels, you know, overcoming disabilities. There's all kinds of stuff that I could really talk about. It was not anything.
It's a hard struggle.
But... oh my God, is all I can say. It's an unusual story of how much hardship that I've had to overcome. And they say 70% of entertainers fail within the first 3 years.
Right.
That's a
that makes sense.
Fact.
So it's so much.
Oh my God, people are not prepared. There's no blueprint. You have to be an excellent entrepreneur and go through the city
exactly.
of hard knocks.
And you have to be brave and yes. willing to put yourself out there constantly.
Oh my
yes.
God, yes. It's
so what would you like to? What would you like to get into? What would be your, in the historical sense, what would you like to play?
You know,
or a movie on?
Working even in the filmmaking, I really like period pieces.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've always been typecast on some of the, you know, darker roles like thrillers and horror where I play a cop or a villain or a vixen. But I love period pieces because there's so much substance to those roles. Mm-hmm. The way people spoke, the way love existed, it was that the emotions were so deep, the layers were there. And I mean, it's just such art. It's not so much about the image, it's about the characters
and
it's
the
about
nuances.
The stories.
It's all about nuances in those relationships.
It's amazing. Yes. Yeah, I did a scene for class back from Pride and Prejudice, and I just connected really well, and that's why one of this, you know, one of the films that I really want to get is, you know, a period piece. So there's not as many of those out there, and I wish there was more of it. And that's why
I
love independent film.
Yes,
I really,
most
really
assuredly.
Do. So that's something that I do want to do.
Talking about the industry itself, what are the negative things that you have out here?
You know what? I'm gonna say, there are a lot of scams in Hollywood.
Right.
I'd say the industry in and of itself is geared towards new actors. That's 75-80%
right.
what you have here.
Mm-hmm.
You need these classes, you need this photography, you need this networking stuff, and I can't begin to tell you how many scams I fell into when I first came here. Everybody wants a dollar, and when you don't know the industry and who's
right.
who, you're going to fall into that. So that is a huge negative, is getting lost in the shuffle of not knowing how to spend your time and money and getting sucked into the system, and people give up.
Right.
You know,
right.
it's just
yeah.
being streetwise and being very discerning and knowing who to work with. So that has been a huge stumbling block, and also money. In general, earning
right.
a living, I struggled for years. I was in escrow. I was in customer service. I can honestly say I have had over 30 employers here in the past 16 years. And now, thankfully, over the past 2 years, I don't have to do that anymore. But I've done the hustle. So money is a huge struggle. It could be very dysfunctional. You're dealing with all different types of personalities, conflicting views, conflicting
right.
religions, conflicting ideas. So you have to be careful not to step on people's, you know, sensitivities
right.
and egos, because that could really blackball you in this town.
Exactly.
And especially
yeah.
with what happened with Harvey Weinstein. Did
oh,
you ever meet a guy like that in this town?
Let's just say my career didn't take off the way I wanted it to for years, because I chose not to go that realm of what
okay.
they so-called
yeah,
the
that
traditional
route, yeah.
Hollywood casting couch. I'm
yeah.
so glad you brought that up, because that is a huge breakthrough. You know, you've got big agencies like CAA that are restructuring the way they do things.
Right.
ICM is going through something now where they're proposing a 50-50 split on agents and people that are, you know, a gender split for, you know, a lot of opportunities. SAG and AFTRA is cracking down on, you know, discrimination and also sexual harassment laws. So you're seeing the industry making massive changes, and I think that's one of the reasons why I made my breakthrough this year.
Well,
good.
What's cool about it? That's wonderful. And not
good. Paradigm
say,
shift. Paradigm
yeah.
shift.
Yes.
Yeah, because
it's
women
time.
Were treated like, you come to my office, I'll make a film happen. That's how it
exactly.
was.
Exactly.
And that's the way, and
it was very
seeing,
rude and taking advantage and very selfish.
I can't begin to tell you how many auditions I had when I'm in my 20s, because when you're a young woman, you're hit with that, you know?
Yeah.
In my 40s now, and, you know, a little bit more streetwise and selective now who I work with, but in the beginning, I was hit with everything under the sun.
Yes.
And it can be really dangerous situations, too. It's not just certain favors. You mean you could put yourself in physical danger, you know?
Yeah.
It just, I've had everything happen under the sun, you know, and I've had people take photos of me and saying, oh, we're just taking photos of you for casting, and then you find your photos on the internet used for other
yeah.
reasons, and you don't know this stuff when you
right.
don't have the right agent
right.
and stuff. So
exactly.
you know, it's,
people
it's
have their own
agenda.
You know, agenda, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah, and they
but
feel that they can do this to women, and it's no big deal. It gets done
if
to
you
men.
Say no, you won't work again.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, true. That's how I would. Now, give people your name, so when they out there, when they see a movie,
I'm Elizabeth Regal. You can find me www.imdb.me/Elizabeth Regal. I'm Elizabeth Regal 1 on Facebook, Instagram. Definitely follow me because I give a lot of industry advice on filmmaking, acting, and spiritual stuff to help a lot of people trying to come up in the game. So,
good
That's
for you.
Cool. That's cool stuff. Anyway, I'm glad you talked about like a Harvey Weinstein situation.
What did I say about that? But that's okay.
You know what happened to men too?
Yes,
Corey Feldman is speaking out about pedophilia. Yeah. He was putting up a $100,000 campaign for a lot of young people, a lot of young men that suffered from that particular situation. Young boys that are getting sucked into that pedophilia in Hollywood. You know, it's prostitution. You know, is on every levels, every gender. It's not just women.
Well, also also you hear about the international trade. You know. Stuff going on, sex slave, all that. That stuff.
Trafficking.
Which is weird.
Yeah. Human trafficking.
Yeah. So anyway, your film is what? So people could catch it.
Inhuman is coming out next year. Apathy Equals Death. And also you can stay tuned. My short film, Seductive Shadows, just premiered on December 2nd at TCL Chinese Theater. Yay! For Indie Night. It made the big screen. That was a childhood dream to be on the big screen, and I'm going up for distribution in China on my short film. So there's a lot of amazing...
Oh, you're going to be going to Shanghai?
Oh, good.
I'm not sure which market we're going to hit yet. I'm talking with a distributor right now to get my short films out there. So things are popping on both ends, and... hopefully that stuff, and I'm...
God bless you.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
That's good.
Keep going forward. Amber's back. She's dying to sing the Hanukkah song again.
I never left. I had to pee.
Amber.
Oh my God.
Thanks for sharing. Anyway.
Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. All my viewers out there, all my fans, they always want to know my business.
Anyway, Amber, tell about your future films. To the audience.
What? My future films?
Future films are coming
out. My film Dead Aunt just won the ScreenFest LA Award, and it's officially registered on IMDb as winning an award. My latest film called Christmas is Love is coming out, and Joyce right here is the co-producer and the main executive producer. And also, I have another film, another project coming out with Netflix, but I can't tell you what it is, but I've been shooting it a lot at Sony Pictures Studios, which is exciting.
Netflix.
And I just went to Jamie Foxx's 50th birthday at Paramount Studios last night.
He's a really nice guy.
He's awesome. He sang with the mariachi band, which was cool.
Cool. Anyway, with that in mind, we're going to get ready for the Christmas show for next week.
Thank you all. Yes, it was amazing.
You came,
Bernadette.
Let's sing the Hanukkah song one more time.
What is he going to ask?
Always, guys. Always a pleasure.
Bernadette's on here still.
Happy Hanukkah to everybody.
Take care. Thank you so much. That was Bernadette, and Bernadette is a life coach.
Bye, Bernadette. Thank you. I had no idea she was.
Anyway, lastly, what I was going to say is we want to thank everyone for coming tonight. Next week, we'll do Christmas.
Yay!
We changed
our
dreidel to Santa
Claus. Let's sing the Hanukkah song one more time.
We don't have time.
We're over.
I don't want to get killed for management. Anyway, thank you very much.
Good night, Hanukkah, guys.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.